Make 2008 the year you finally learn Spanish.
Go to SpanishPod.com/succeed for more details.
Welcome to Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a great show. As we promised, you remember, JP?
Absolutely.
We were going to have a show about Honduras.
And here we are.
Here we are. We have our guest here, Alberto. Hola, Alberto. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, Liliana. ¿Y tú?
También muy bien. Alberto es de Honduras. What part of Honduras are you from?
Originally, I'm from San Pedro Sula.
Uh-huh.
That's where I was born and raised. San Pedro Sula. That's the second biggest city in Honduras.
The first one is Tegucigalpa.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. How is the climate over there?
Well, in my city, it's quite humid and quite hot. But the capital city, Tegucigalpa, is really temperate all year round.
Is it in the mountains?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Kind of like Antigua de Guatemala was in the mountains, and I remember being in the summer, I had to take a jacket.
Well, it's not as high in the mountains as Antigua. Okay. Antigua is quite cold. Tegucigalpa is not as high as Antigua. So okay. It's in the summer, it's quite comfortable. It's around 75 to 80 degrees.
Oh, that's nice. What about your hometown? Is that in the mountains also? Or
No, actually, our hometown is in the valley. It's in the northern region, and the valley is called Sula. Valle de Sula.
Mm-hmm.
So our city is San Pedro Sula.
Okay. Are you close to any beach?
Very close, actually.
Nice.
About a 35-minute drive from my hometown, you can find Puerto Cortes. That's a port. But you can go to many other beaches close to San Pedro.
Yeah, it's quite small, Honduras, right?
Yeah, it's quite small. You can drive across it from west to east in about 8-10 hours. And north to south in about 6-7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that's small. That's my state, Chihuahua. But anyway, okay, this is a subject we're really interested in. Well, I know JP loves to talk about this. What about food?
Food? Lily, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Let's talk about food.
Yes, please. I know there's sopa de caracol. Okay. Right.
Yeah, and probably you've heard the song. It was quite popular.
Sopa de caracol. Hey, what time did you do? I don't know if they're speaking Spanish. But yeah, it was very famous.
Well, sopa de caracol, well, Honduras is really different from region to region. We have a lot of different nationalities. We have the natives of Honduras. We have also the African influences and the mestizos. And sopa de caracol is actually from the coast, from where most Africans come from.
Okay, and what are those people called?
Close to Tela, which is another beach, there's a huge population of Garifuna people.
Garifuna. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I never heard of this before.
Those are the descendants of the Africans, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and the sopa de caracol is like a snail soup?
Well, in English it's called conch.
Conch yeah,
or
big
conch.
Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure which. People, I've heard people say both, but it's that big shell that you blow and it goes, and then
so
everybody comes
inside
running.
There's like a slimy snail and you eat that?
That's right, Liliana. And actually, that snail is quite delicious. It's really, really good.
I want some right now.
Oh, yeah. My God. I don't think so.
And we drink it and we eat it in a soup. And the soup has potatoes and yuca and other vegetables in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really, really tasty.
But is it like all, is it soft?
No, it's actually when you boil it, when you cook it, it's quite hard.
Oh, okay. Because
it's like a clam.
No, but the texture is quite nice. Actually, it's not as gross as you make it.
It's more like a clam than an oyster, right?
Yeah.
You're confusing us.
More like that kind of texture.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And what about mondongo?
Mondongo.
Is that food too?
That's food too.
Sounds delicious.
And I've actually never tried it, believe it or not. But that's like the cure for people who have a hangover. Like they always eat sopa
really?
De mondongo.
Sopa mondongo de mondongo.
Soup.
So what's in it?
I've heard, don't quote me on this,
yeah,
I've
right.
heard it's the cow's stomach.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? We have that in Mexico?
Yeah, the Mexicans eat that.
What? Yes, we do. It's called menudo.
That's right. Menudo, very close to menudo.
And it's the best for a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So you never tried mondongo?
Never.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't lived in Honduras for a long time. You know, I go there quite often,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't lived there like in over 9 years.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in Mexico, it's very, very famous and common. And it changed the name depending on the place you are. Some places, they call it menudo. Some mm-hmm. other places, they call it pancita.
Pancita, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, because it's the intestine.
Okay, yeah. My dad likes that.
It's
My
delicious.
Dad, yeah, he likes.
I can't believe this is more delicious than the snail. And I was just comparing it to the slimy snail.
Sopa de caracol is really tasty. You should try it.
No, definitely I will. If I can eat the mondongo, then I can eat that. No problem. Okay, and you were saying something about yuca con chicharrón.
Okay, yuca con chicharrón.
Yuca, now that's that starchy root vegetable, right? It's kind of like a potato, but it's not a potato.
That's right. And it's, I think you can find it in two different colors. One is white, and the other one is...
like a yellow?
Yellowish, yeah. And we eat that with chicharrón, which is...
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds, yeah. And we also put like sliced cabbage in it, and chimol, which is kind of like pico de gallo, but... less blah than the pico de gallo.
Okay, okay, okay. That was a direct attack to me. What do you mean less blah?
Pico de gallo has no taste.
What?
Yeah.
It's like tomato, jalapeño, some lime, and some salt. Cilantro.
Us Hondurans have something called chimol, which is a lot tastier than pico de gallo.
Blah, blah, blah. There's your blah.
All right. The gloves are off, folks. It's Mexico versus Honduras. Studio Fiesta.
Okay. Let's go to another question. What is a phrase you usually use when you're mad or angry?
Well, let's see.
He can only think of bad words. Can you see
his
face?
Yeah, and I don't want to say any bad words. Juela madre.
Juela madre.
Juela madre.
Like the correct Spanish would be hijo de la madre or hijo de tu madre or whatever.
Son of your mother.
Yeah, but that's, you say it as in like when you're surprised. But like, us in Honduras, we have a different accent and we say jue instead of hijue. Hijo de. We say hijue.
Okay, in Mexico we do say híjole or hijo de la madre.
Okay,
so you say
different.
Juela.
Ajá.
Juela madre.
Yes.
Now, people, you're probably wondering why they say madre. Why do you say madre at all? And it's actually to save you from a dirty word, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's kind of like saying son of a...
Yes.
Son of a fudge.
Yes.
But you know, it's amazing how in Latin America, almost everywhere, they use mother for everything.
Right. That's shocking.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, it's amazing. But anyway. We're not going to talk about that. Okay, so what about tourism? If we want to visit Honduras, where should we go?
Well, Honduras is actually quite a rich country to go as a tourist. Historically, you can go, prehistoric sites like Ruinas de Copan, Copan ruins.
Those are very famous. Are they Mayan ruins? Or?
Yes, they're Mayan ruins, and they're very famous, and they're actually one of the best-kept ruins in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best preserved, right?
Best preserved, that's right. That's on the west side of Honduras. It's about don't quote me on this, but I think it's about a 2.5-hour drive from San Pedro or 2-hour drive from San Pedro.
Okay.
Yeah, going towards Guatemala.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other?
Roatan. Roatan is quite famous, actually.
Yeah, is that a beach?
Yeah, it's an island. Honduras has one of the states or one of the departamentos is Islas de la Bahía, Bay Islands. And the biggest island is Roatan. And Roatan, it's basically what Playa del Carmen was 20, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Nice.
So it's quite virgin, and it's a very interesting place because the people there are very different from the people of the mainland. The people there kind of seem kind of like Caribbean, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of look Jamaican. They kind of speak like Jamaican people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Their English
They're like,
is,
yeah, man.
Yeah. And their English is actually better than their Spanish.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really? So you have a lot of influence from the States, right?
Yes. We're very Americanized.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. So a lot of people speak English, like perfect English.
Yeah, quite a bit. Quite a bit. If you're going there as a tourist, you don't need a translator. Most of the places that you would go to, they already have people there that the concierges or the people that would greet you there would speak English very well.
Mm.
Another place which is quite interesting is Pico Bonito.
Pico Bonito, that's like pretty peak.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's a mountain, it's a beautiful mountain, and... if you're into ecotourism, that's a place to go.
Okay. What is it for skiing or for volcanology? Why do I go to Pico Bonito?
Well, it's a mountain in the middle of the jungle. Just ecotourism.
Okay. But you'd go there to see the animals and the wildlife and
That's right.
And the plants.
And if you want to go a little bit like more off the beaten track, if you want to go somewhere more exotic, you would go to La Mosquitia.
La Mosquitia.
La Mosquitia is actually the easternmost region of Honduras, And it's basically, it's known to us as the Amazon of North America.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So lots of interesting plants and animals.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go, JP. Okay, we should do like Studio Fiesta Live from Honduras.
That's right. We will greet you with open arms.
Is there sopa de caracol? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. Sopa de caracol. In fact, you were saying, we're talking here in the studio, and you were saying that this is música, I forgot. Música what?
Punta.
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 So it's like point music.
Yes. And as I was saying before, that we have a lot of influences of African influence. And on the northern coast, there's the Garifuna people. Mm-hmm. And the Garifuna people, they speak Garifuna language. And they have Garifuna music, which is called punta.
Okay.
Some of them actually migrate to the cities.
Mm-hmm.
But their language is quite different from Spanish.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now some of you are wondering how we got from here. The dish, sopa de caracol, is also a song. It's a very famous song. And that's in this punta rhythm, right?
That's right.
Okay. So do the Garifunas make sopa de caracol?
Yes. Okay. They actually make the best sopa de caracol.
Oh, good.
Seriously, it was like a hit. Everyone knows this song.
Everyone knows this
and
song.
And I had no idea this came from Honduras.
Oh, yeah. Neither did I.
Yeah, it's amazing. So anyway, we have one of our users from Spanish Pod that is going to visit Honduras. So do you have any advice for him?
Well, as I said before about my hometown, it's a really nice city. It's a big city, but the weather's quite sticky.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the safest place to go to.
Okay.
But Tegucigalpa, on the other hand.
The capital city.
The capital city. The weather's quite nice and it's much safer.
Mm-hmm.
And the people there actually speak slower than people from San Pedro.
Oh, really?
A little bit slower.
All right.
The Spanish in Honduras, you use vos.
Yes, that's right. We actually never use tú. Like the conventional tú, as for young people,
mm-hmm.
we never use tú. We always say vos. ¿A qué hora te levantaste vos? ¿Cómo estás vos?
Wow.
We never use tú. With people, with peers.
Mm-hmm.
But with older people, people that we have to show a little bit more respect or people that we don't know.
Or older, yeah.
We use usted.
Okay.
Okay.
So you never use tú.
Barely. I get the impression that they're not from Honduras.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that use of the word vos, that's a lot of Americans don't learn to speak that word, but it's used really all over Central and South America. I mean, usually we think about Argentinians saying vos, but Americans say it
too. Yeah, Salvador too.
Chile, Uruguay. Yeah.
Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places that use vos.
So don't worry, folks. I'll teach you how to use vos.
Anyway, Alberto, thanks for coming. It was great to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me, and I wish all of your audience a very happy 2008.
Okay.
Muchas gracias. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Adios.